Ain't nothing as over as Christmas. You ever heard that? Ain't nothing as over as Christmas. You know, we anticipate it for so long. We look forward to it. We build it up. We finally get to the big day, and we celebrate all day doing all kinds of fun things. And then on December 26th, it's kind of like, yeah, now what? What do we do next? And it's so easy for us to kind of agree maybe with Dennis the Menace. Dennis the Menace, one time in one of the cartoon strips, you see him talking to his dad, and he says, "Dad, why can't Christmas go into overtime?" Don't you ever feel like that? Man, I wish Christmas could just go for a while. We worked on it so hard, we got ready for it, and the big day came, and it's such a great day. Families all together, whether they want to be or not, we're having a fun time. You know, it's a great time. We get all the gifts. We get to give all the gifts. We get to go traveling. We get to do all this fun stuff. And then it's over. Well, I want us to ask ourselves this morning, is Christmas really over? Is Christmas over? And to help us with that, we're going to be in the Gospel of John. If you have your Bible with you, look with me in John chapter 6, beginning at verse 28. John chapter 6 at 28, we're gonna think together about, is Christmas over? John chapter 6 at 28. They said, therefore, now for our purposes this morning, don't worry a whole lot about who they are. They are just, they're people that Jesus is talking to. They said, therefore, to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Hey, not a bad question, really. These folks come from a background where it was all about what you do. It was all about doing the right things. It was about working in order to please God, to obey Him. And so it's not a bad question. What do we do the works of God? We want to work the works of God. But look at His answer to them. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent." And the first thing that we notice this morning is that we can continue Christmas if we focus on faith instead of worrying about works. And Coach, I don't think this is going to work with me today, so you're going to have to stay awake this time, all right? Focus on faith instead of worrying about works. See, the folks came to him and they said, how do we work the works of God? Plural, works. What are the things we have to do? Give us our to-do list to please God. And Jesus responded not with plural, but with singular. He said, "This is the work of God." They said, "Tell us works. Tell us all the things to do." And he said, "Here's the one thing, the singular work that you need to do to please God, and that is to believe in the one whom He has sent." The work is belief. It is faith. Trust in Christ. He says, if you believe in the one whom God sent, you're doing the one thing that He wants you to do, and the rest of it kind of winds up taking care of itself. See, they wanted works. They wanted things on their to-do list because regulations are always easier than commitment. If you give me a list of rules and regulations, it doesn't matter if I commit to that. It doesn't matter where my heart is. I can hate every step of it and just go ahead and do it because I have to be obedient. You tell me what I have to do. You give me the parameters, the regulations. I can obey without my heart being in it. Regulations are easy, really. You just tell me what step to take. I take it and we're both happy. But Jesus calls us beyond regulation to a point of commitment. Not just doing the stuff, but trusting in Him personally. Show us the works. Well, the work is to believe in the one that God sent. That's our job. In John chapter 12, Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. So he says, you know, you learn to trust in the one who sent me. How do you do that? You believe in Jesus, you are believing in God the Father. When you see Jesus, he says, when you see me, you see him. And the very next verse there in John 12, he says, for just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead, didn't I? I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. We're going to get to James in a minute. I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. He says very clearly, very appropriately, very powerfully, that when you trust in him, you are trusting in God the Father. When you look at Jesus, you look at the one who sent him. Because Jesus came into the world as a light. When we believe in him, we don't stay in darkness. If faith is not strong enough to show up in works, however, then it's not strong enough to count. We say, well, does that mean if is Jesus saying all I have to do is believe and then don't worry about anything else? No. Because if your faith is real enough in him to change your life, that's going to show up in the works that you do. It's going to show up in how you live. That's where we go to James 2 at 26. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. Faith changes us. When we believe in him, when we focus on faith instead of worrying about works, it changes who we are. And when our faith is real enough to change who we are, it shows up in what we do, in our works. However, we've got to make sure that we're looking at it from that perspective, from that point of view. We focus on faith instead of worrying about works. They were getting it backwards that day. They wanted to start with the works so they could prove their faith. And Jesus says, no, you focus on faith. That's the work. That's what counts. You demonstrate that you believe in the one that God sent. And then we learn that that's going to wind up affecting your works. We go in the right direction as we look at those two things. We don't need to worry so much about our religious activity as we do our personal relationship with him. And when we do that, we learn to celebrate grace all year. We believe for salvation. We believe for peace, for hope, for love, for all of those things we think about at Christmas. But we believe all year, not just on December 25th. So is Christmas over? Well, it doesn't have to be as long as we focus on faith instead of worrying about works. The second thing that we get here is that it doesn't have to be over if we keep your confidence in Christ. Christmas doesn't have to end when you keep your confidence in Christ. Here it says, Jesus says, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. The key word there is him. Believe in Christ that God has sent. If you want to please God, believe in what God is doing. Believe in Christ whom he sent. In John chapter 6, it says, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. And I myself will raise him up on the last day. Do you only think about Jesus at Christmas and Easter? Matthew West sings a song that I never really paid attention to until yesterday, the day after Christmas. We're driving from Lake Jackson, and it came on the radio. And here is what I heard on the day after Christmas. Here comes the letdown. Christmas is over. Here comes the meltdown. There goes the cheer. But before we have a breakdown, let us remember the light of the world is still here. Happy day after Christmas and merry rest of the year. Even when Christmas is over, the light of the world is still here. So take down the stockings, take back the sweaters, take down the lights and the star and the tree. But don't let this world take your joy after Christmas. Take joy to the world and just sing, happy day after Christmas and merry rest of the year. Even when Christmas is over, the light of the world is still here. Every day, in a way, can be Christmas if we trust in Him every day. The point of Christmas is that God sent Jesus, right? And so Jesus says, the work that makes the difference is that you believe in Him whom He has sent. So we celebrate Christmas every time we recognize Jesus was sent by God. Christmas is not a date on the calendar as much as it is a way of life. You know, we talk a lot about let's keep Christ in Christmas. Somebody on Twitter the other day said, I'm more worried that we keep Christ in Christians. We do need to keep Christ in Christmas. I get that. But I wish Christians were more concerned about making sure that we keep Him a major vital part of our lives throughout the whole year. So we didn't just hear them scream and yell a few days out of the year about how important He is. Christmas doesn't have to be over when we keep our confidence in Him all the time. Stuart Briscoe said the spirit of Christmas needs to be superseded by the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christmas is annual. The spirit of Christ is eternal. The spirit of Christmas is sentimental. The spirit of Christ is supernatural. The spirit of Christmas is a human product. The spirit of Christ is a divine person. That makes all the difference in the world. Keep your confidence in Christ. And a third thing that we notice from this verse that will help us make sure that Christmas isn't really over, the third thing that we learn is to look beyond the birth and major on the meaning. We look beyond the birth and major on the meaning. Go beyond Bethlehem. The point is not that the baby was born in the manger. The point is that God sent His Son. So we go beyond the birth and we major on the meaning. In John chapter 8 at verse 42... In John 8 at 42, since it's right here, we'll just run over there real quick. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come on my own initiative, but He sent me. Over 40 times in John, Jesus refers to God as the one who sent me. John emphasized that. Jesus emphasized that. Time and time again. I'm not here on my own accord. I'm here because God sent me. We major on the meaning that God is with us. The meaning of Christmas is that Christ has come. Emmanuel, God with us. And that's not just for a week or so every year. God is with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. We major on the meaning, move beyond the birth. The birth is not the only thing that's important. Because He was born, but then He lived that life, and then He died that death, and then He came back to life. The angels have returned to the realms of glory. But now we get to tell the good news of great joy to all the people. The shepherds have returned to the fields to watch their flock. But now we get to make the journey to Bethlehem and to be reminded of the one who lays there in that manger. The Magi have gone back home, but the men who really are wise continue to seek Christ. The star faded long ago, but the light of the world continues to shine. The baby is not lying in the manger anymore, but he's also not lying in a tomb anymore. See, Christmas is a state of mind. It's an attitude of the heart. The birthday may be past, but life with Christ is eternal. Look beyond the birth. Major on the meaning. The reason that his birth is worth celebrating is because of the life he lived, the death he died, and the victory that he won. And he's still alive. He was born there in Bethlehem. He was killed in Jerusalem, buried close by. But then he rose again, and he ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he is now interceding for believers. So if we major on the meaning, it takes us well beyond Bethlehem. And tomorrow we can celebrate that he's alive and with us. And the next day we can celebrate that he's alive and with us. And if we're careful, we can keep that celebration going all year long. We have reason to rejoice. We have reason to shout it from the mountains. Jesus Christ is born, and he lives today. Father, we thank you for loving us enough to send your only begotten. We are grateful for the gift of grace, the opportunity to know you. Lord, we thank you for Christmas, not just the season, but the reality. We thank you that Jesus was not only born, but that he lived, died, came back to life, and returned to glory. Lord, we pray now that as we're reminded of those things, that you would help us to not focus on the works that have to be done, but help us right now to make sure that our faith is in Christ, that our confidence is in him. Lord, we pray that Christmas might continue because we really trust in Jesus. If we need to do business with you in some way this morning, make things right, trust you personally, follow through in obedience in some way, show us what you'd have us to do. We pray in Jesus' name. We're going to sing our hymn of invitation, 479. And as we sing together, if the Lord calls you to trust in Christ, calls you to join our church, to enter into missions or ministry, come. Let's pray about that together, and we'll share it with the church.